how you play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Exchange. And here's your host, John Landon.
Good morning out there on this Monday night preview episode. I'm hoping everyone out there had an amazing Thanksgiving break with your family or your friends, or just maybe you got away and spent a couple of days away from work and now we're all back to reality. Unfortunately for myself, I am in the logistics industry, and that is the busiest time of the season around now. Black Friday, Christmas time, after day sales, this is all upon us here. So if you're in the industry with me, you understand how busy we are. And I have spent the last week enjoying the time away from work, as well as the turkey on my plate. And now I'm still feeling a little stuffed a few days later, but hey, we're feeling blessed around here, loving life. Hope you are as well. So we're going to go ahead and move it on here on this Monday night preview game. And I'm thankful to be back here on the airs, by the way. I've been itching to get back here on the mic, especially on this past Thursday's games that we were blessed, by the way, to have on this Thanksgiving season. We had three great matchup games that we were able to sit back and just enjoy our turkey, our stuffing, right? And some of this football on our TV screens. So hopefully you enjoyed that. And we're going to go ahead and hop into that here on this episode. We'll visit some of these games, some of the notable games as well from this past Sunday. Can't believe we're already headed into the end of the fantasy football season. It is dwindling down upon us, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately for myself, I have not done so well here the past week. Plus, looks like I might end up losing the league that I needed to win out here to make the playoffs. Which, by the way, I have never missed the playoffs in this league. This is the Friends and Family League. I've known these guys since, man, I was knee high, ladies and gentlemen. I've known these guys for a very, very long time. Went to school with them, moved away, lost some contact, but we all kept in contact the past 15 plus here playing fantasy football, and it has been great. All right, from across the states here, I'm in the Illinois area. My buddies are in Texas, some here in Missouri. All right, so it is hard to see me not make the playoffs this year, but hopefully one of the guys who has not won the chip will grab it this year. So applauding that for them, hoping one of them does well going forward. But in my 12-team and my 14-team, looks like I am going to go ahead and squeeze through, make the playoffs. Don't know how confident I'm going to be in the middle of the matchups there. But hey, just to make the dance is all we're trying to do here. And hopefully I can get pretty damn far to take me along here at the end of the season. So again, the season is dwindling down. Went pretty damn fast, if you ask me. Hopefully the next season comes pretty quick. The Bears looking like they might have that top spot, given that the Panthers keep losing. And then this morning they ended up firing their head coach, Frank Reich. So I think this team either is going to swing up or going to swing down. But either way, the Bears are looking very nice with that draft pick that they got from the Panthers here for Bryce Young. So looking for bigger things in the draft season on to 2024 NFL season for us all. So that's going to be part of the show here. We'll just recap some of the past games this past week. We'll also hop into, of course, the Monday night football game between the Bears and the Vikings, where surprisingly the Vikings have looked pretty good with Josh Dobbs under center. Came in here, picked up the offense pretty quickly, running around out there. So it's not going to be as easy as a lot of you Bears fans might anticipate here or might have imagined. Just not going to be that simple. Bears defense going to have to step it up here. But again, we're in a win-win situation here as Bears fans, because if we lose out here, we're continuously moving up into the draft order. So we might have the 1 and 2 here. Not too bad in my book. You can do a lot of things with those first two picks to build this offense or defense going into next season. So if they win, it's just a moral victory. In my opinion, we're not going anywhere. All you're doing is just beating one of our opponents, which, again, that is great in my book, whichever way that comes out. Am I right? So that's going to be in today's episode. And then, of course, the all-in favorite, DraftKings player prop in the two-pick parlay that I include on most episodes that involve a matchup. And this is no different tonight between the Bears and the Vikings. So we'll get into that. We'll go into some quick injury news around the league, which there's not much here on this Monday following the Sunday slate. So let's go ahead and let's just get into some of this action that happened this past weekend. And of course, this Thursday was exciting. And to kick it off was the Packers and Lions, NFC North rivals here. Came out pretty interesting, to say the least. Jordan Love slinging the ball out there against the Lions defense, which I thought the Lions defense was going to come out and bully them around. This was going to be an opposite play here. I know the sports books lost a lot of money here because this was a undercard. The Packers were a underdog here. Came out the winners with a 29-22 score there. Then, of course, we had the Commanders and the Cowboys. I wasn't expecting much from the Commanders. I'm expecting Ron Rivera to be let go here very, very, very soon. Possibly this week or next week. I don't think he's going to make it to the end of the season. I think they're ready to put Eric Bieniemy in there. I think they know a lot of teams are out there chomping at the bit for the end of the season to come upon us, because I think Eric Bieniemy might be a candidate finally in his career to be a head coach, given what he's produced with Patrick Mahomes. Of course, we've seen that work now that Matt Nagy has put his fingerprints all over this offense and looks pretty boring to me. Looks like what the Bears used to run. Now it's looking like Eric Bieniemy was a big part of the offense going into those Super Bowls and carried it along into the Commander side, and has Sam Howell actually looking pretty good throwing the ball out there this season. So I'm looking for Eric Bieniemy to take the reins there, possibly do really good next season with some of those draft picks that they're going to have. So that was a 10-45 score where the boys just came in, put in work, clocked out, went back home, ate their turkey dinner, and called it a night. And of course, the night game, 49ers and the Seahawks. McCaffrey continues to be a big-ass part of that offense. Listen, man, if that man goes down any point from this point forward into the playoffs, it's going to be a big loss on the 49ers' part, because they lean heavily on that man. That man carries the ball 20-plus times, catches the ball at least 5-plus in the backfield, guaranteeing you a score. I mean, he just puts in that work each and every week. So that was a 31-13 score there. Geno Smith being average, throwing over a few times on DK Metcalf, which could have been a score there and been a little bit more interesting to end the night. And of course, we had the Black Friday game, which was nothing really exciting. We knew the Jets were going to lose here, and that's exactly what happened with the 34-13 score. Right? Tyreek Hill continues to burn, where no matter where it is. We knew this Jets defense was stout, would lock you down, which they did a few times. Don't get me wrong. Gardner, Sauce Gardner had Tyreek Hill locked down and batted down the ball, I think once or twice there that I saw. But either way, that man's going to burn you. He burns you in those routes, got right in there and did what he did, and that was the end result, 34-13. How about the Falcons and the Saints? there on this past Sunday. That was a shocker. Derek Carr, listen, it's time for Derek Carr to be put onto the shelf. If you have him in your lineups, or if you have him on your bench, you shouldn't even have him in your lineups at this point. If you have him on your bench, start looking for alternatives. It is over for Derek Carr. He has the weapons there. He has Olave. I'll give it. Olave was knocked out yesterday with a concussion. Right. So, but still, even past the weeks prior to this, given that the offensive talent around him, he should be doing a lot better than this, ladies and gentlemen. So let's give the Falcons some credit here. I always want to see my ATL boys do a little sum here. I got some people out there in Atlanta, so want to see their team do a little sum here. They've been in the mud the past few years, so do something against their rivals was pretty impressive yesterday. Of course, Bijan Robinson continues to do what he does. Very fortunate to have him in a few of my leagues. He got me at 33 plus yesterday, so very happy with that. All right, that was one of the more surprising games there with that 24-15 score on the Viking or the Falcon side there. On to the Jags and the Texans. How about CJ Stroud? Ladies and gentlemen, he continues to be amazing out there for a rookie, setting off all kinds of records. Having that chemistry with Tank Dell, I mean, that is going to be something for the years to come. That's going to be something like that Ben Roethlisberger to Antonio Brown connection that they had for those few years where Antonio Brown was that 1 and 2 pick, somewhat like the Jefferson and the Chase picks this past previous year. That was an Antonio Brown for a couple of years, and that's because they had that connection. That was a great connection there in Pittsburgh, and that's exactly what we're witnessing here unfold in front of our eyes here in Houston between C.J. Stroud and Tank Dell. All right, so that was a very interesting game. Although the Jaguars still became victorious here with a 24-21 score. Looked for a minute that it could have been the Texans to take home, so very impressed there. Going forward with C.J. Stroud as a quarterback pick in the next 2024 season, looking to probably be in that 4th to 5th round range, I would say. So we'll keep an eye out on that throughout the season or the offseason here into next season. How about the Bills and the Eagles? I mean, yes, that was an exciting game between those two teams. But we really have to look at Josh Allen, guys. He is just not doing it like he has that expectation. We have that expectation on Josh Allen. He has the talent around him, like just like we'd mentioned about Derek Carr. Now, those two are in a different level, of course. But given the talent around, you should do way better than what's been happening to you, Josh Allen. You're real loose with the ball. Very turnover prone. 1 to 2 picks each and every week. I mean, we just cannot expect that from the Buffalo Bills, and certainly not to take you into the Super Bowl or even the AFC Championship. Just not going to happen. Can't do it. Then, of course, to end the Sunday night was the Ravens and the Chargers. And that's another quarterback situation there. Justin Herbert, I've mentioned it the past few weeks that just like the rest of the quarterbacks, he's got the talent. Although he's missing a Mike Williams, I get it. Keenan Allen is still putting up career numbers here, given his age, still doing it. You got that there. Then you have Everett. You got Parham. All right. Quintez Johnson, who's coming along himself, but you're just not utilizing. You're overthrowing a lot of these pass catchers. I'm witnessing it. A lot of us are witnessing it. You can run the hell out of the ball. I'll give you that. You're a big, big size guy. Run through some linebackers. Get you about 5 yards. Truck through them. I get it. That's helpful. but it's just not going to win you a lot of football games. So that was surprising in itself. And of course, Isaiah likely, that was a suitable backup for Mark Andrews. Unfortunate what happened to him. Of course, I missed last week's podcast here. Explained, of course, on my Thanksgiving break. Didn't get a chance to talk about the Mark Andrews injury. Very unfortunate there. That team was a very high favorite in my book to carry into the AFC Championship. Given the chemistry that Lamar Jackson has with Mark Andrews, that is one of the reasons, although that Jackson's still proving that he can toss the ball around, run the ball around, and confuse the defenses. So they'll get far, but they're going to miss that guy down the middle there, that big body guy. Isaiah Likely is a different player. He's more of a quick tight end, more of a receiver, in my opinion. He's lacking that thicker body. He's got the good feet in and out of the routes. So I guess that's going to be helpful when it comes time to for that third and four or that fourth and two. You can throw it because he'll be quick to run that route. So that'll be helpful. But can he take that pounding that's going to be necessary from the weeks going forward? All right. So let's go ahead and let's hop into the Monday night preview here with some of the stats for the year on both of these teams. So we can kind of compare what we got going here tonight between Justin Fields and Joshua Dobbs. All right, so let's go ahead and let's get right into that. All right, so let's start it off with Joshua Dobbs on the Minnesota Vikings side, who I mentioned at the beginning of the show, who looked very impressive the last few games stepping in here from the free agent market, or actually being traded, I'm sorry, not the free agent market, from the trade deadline, has looked very impressive here in Minnesota. So he's had 362 attempts on the year, 230 of those completed. For a little over 2,200 yards, has 12 TDs, 6 INTs on the year, 23 sacks, has rushed the ball 70 times for 389, does have 6 touchdowns on the ground. Very impressive there. For a half-point format of 252 points on your roster, that's a great fill-in. If you happen to scoop up Dobbs here the past few weeks, maybe you've been missing or, you know, just lacking, I'll use that as a better term, for some of these quarterbacks who have been underperforming, and you slid in a Joshua Dobbs. He's been doing pretty well here, giving you about a 20-25-plus outing the past few weeks. So I'm looking for him to do the same tonight. And, of course, we'll get into that here in just a moment with my start-em and sit-em. In my score prediction, of course, if you've been following, I've been pretty damn close there. We're going to revisit that here in just a moment. All right, so on to Justin Fields, our Chicago Bears quarterback. I actually am leaning on him tonight on one of my leagues. I need him to get me at least 30-plus. All right, so I hope you guys out there, like I'm rooting for you, I hope you're rooting for me. Right, so let's get this guy 30-plus. Hopefully a lot of you guys out there have him as well. You're in my boat. He's coming back. I feel like since we're missing Deontay Foreman, they haven't ruled him out completely, but I believe he'll be out. Missing that piece will be something that we're going to need Justin Fields to replace with his feet. He's attempted 185 passes, 116 of those completed. Little over 1,300 yards with 12 TDs, 6 INTs, been sacked 26 times, has rushed the ball 65 for 341, does have a score on the ground for 180 on your roster. Of course, you do know Justin Fields has been missing some time. He was leading the NFL with touchdown passes before he went down. Of course, others have surpassed that. So I'm looking for him to come back and be strong like he was prior to his injury, at least running the ball around, showing a little bit of effort, Show us what you got, Justin Fields. Come out there and give us what you got today. We need that money in the bank. I at least need that money in the bank. All right. So please do that today for us Bears fans. All right. So on to the backfield for both of these teams. Not very impressive. I'll just be honest with you here. All right. But we'll kick it off with the Minnesota Vikings. And that is Alexander Mattison, who was very impressive prior to this year. If you've been playing fantasy football, you understand he was always a strong handcuff to Dalvin Cook. So when Dalvin Cook got hurt, which was most of the time each and every year, at least you were going to get him at least hurt 2 to 3 games. So he would slide in Alexander Mattison as the handcuff, and he would produce just like Dalvin Cook would. Am I right? Well, not this year, ladies and gentlemen. When you gave him the workhorse role, this is what has happened. It's been mediocre. I believe the Minnesota Vikings realize this as well. They're going to look for a bigger back, a quicker back in this next year's draft. So mark my words, there will not be an Alexander Mattison starting next year for the Minnesota Vikings in the backfield. Just a little hunch, just my opinion. All right, so touched the ball about 148 times this year for 542, no scores. Been targeted 38 for 25 in the backfield for 163 yards. Does have 3 TDs in the air for 184 points on your roster. So not too bad. More of a RB2 fringe flex, in my opinion. But a lot of you are forced to put him in your RB1, given where you drafted him, given where you thought this offense was going to be with Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins under center. So on to Ty Chandler, who has replaced Cam Akers, by the way, who is on the IR, missing the rest of the season due to his injury. So Ty Chandler is the backup here, touching the ball 33 times for a buck 60. Does have a score on the ground, targeted 10 for 9 for 80 yards. No scores in the air for 65 yards or 65 points. Excuse me. Not going to work for us out here. That's more of a 16 to 18 team league size. Fine there in a flex, possibly in a contest, a DFS format. No issues there, but please do not roll them out there. Hopefully you had better options throughout the week that you've not had to rely on Ty Chandler here, because the Bears defense is kind of stingy when it comes to the running game. The front seven there is pretty stout, especially with Montez Sweat coming here from the trade deadline. So going to be a tough one here for the running game, in my opinion, on both sides. Of course, on the Bears, we are waiting word for Deontay Foreman to be announced that he is going to be out for the game for his injury. So we will be missing his big body out there, his running style, his running ability, because he's touched the ball 92 for 381, does have 4 scores, targeted 13 for 9 for 55 yards for a score in the air for 129 points. That 129 points and that effort is going to be strongly missed in reality here for us Bears fans. So hopefully one of these guys, Khalil Herbert or Roschon Johnson, can fill those shoes. Speaking of Khalil Herbert, 67 touches for 307, no scores. Targeted 21 for 12 for 89 yards. Does have a score in the air for 92 points. Semi. Of course, he's been out with IR there. Hopefully, he can give us a little spark. That's why I believe it's going to be a lot of Justin Fields' legs tonight. And I'm really hoping for that. So fingers crossed there for Justin Fields to get me out of the mud and get me that dub that I am looking for and bring me that money in the bank that I'm hoping for to end the Monday night game. And then on to Roschon Johnson, the impressive rookie out of Texas. I believe just not this year. Next year, he's got promise. Touching the ball 44 for a buck 97, does have a score. Targeted 23 for 19 for 91 yards. No scores in the air for 76 points on your roster. Slowly coming along here. Of course, they did not utilize him very much because we had Deontay Foreman, Khalil Herbert as the 1-2 punch. Then you would slide in Roschon Johnson on those third down backs sometimes. So now that Deontay Foreman is most likely going to be out tonight, Roschon Johnson will slide in as that number 2. slide in as the number one possibly as well. So we'll keep an eye out there here in Chicagoland, seeing where that will take us here in the organization going forward. Then for the pass catchers on these two squads, of course, you know Justin Jefferson is not going to play this week, is eligible to come back here soon, possibly next week. In my opinion, just keep the man out, let him rest into next season. There's no point to rush him out there. He is a star in the NFL, not just for the Minnesota Vikings. He is a face of the NFL. So let's look out, and possibly he will not be out there for the rest of this season. But for tonight, Jordan Addison has been targeted 72 for 48 for 647. Does have 7 TDs for the season. Attempted to rush the ball 1 for 2 yards. No scores there on the ground for a 162. Pretty decent since Justin Jefferson went down. So, and then for KJ Osborne, targeted 51 for 33, 384, 2 touchdowns, no attempts on the ground, no touchdowns there for 83 points. A very solid slot receiver, in my opinion. So I think he'll have a decent night tonight against the Bears defense. Then for Brandon Powell, more of a speedster, kind of like reminds me of a Brandon Cooks, actually, as a comparison. Targeted 31 for 22 for 224. Does have a score. Rushing the ball 4 for 15. No scores on the ground for 70 points. That's more of a later format, more of a 14 and plus with a pal. Then we got DJ Moore. Very solid here. Happy that we have him on our team. Targeted 80 for 59 for 889. 6 TDs on the year. Has rushed the ball 1 for 1 yard. No touchdowns there on the ground for a 190. I'm looking for him to have a decent night tonight. Then we got Darnell Mooney, 39 for 23 for 345. Does have a score. Rushing 2 for 5. No scores on the ground for 65. Semi, just hard to call week to week with a Darnell Mooney. Then we got Tyler Scott, a rookie here for the Bears. Targeted 20 for 10 for 81 yards. No scores. Has rushed the ball 6 for 44. No scores on the ground for 34 points on the year. I believe next year he will be a slot receiver for us here for the Bears. Then, of course, we got the tight end position here who has been a struggle throughout the league in 2023, but not with these two. These two have been producing, one more than the other, of course, but both are pretty solid. To kick it off, we got TJ Hockenson doing very well this year. Targeted 102 times for 75 of those caught for 736. Does have 4 scores. No rushes on the ground. No TDs, of course, there for 172 on your roster. Very impressive for a tight end this year. Look to be drafted very high next year. Then we got Cole Kmet. Targeted 61 for 49 for 439. 5 TDs on the year. Very solid for us Bears. I've been looking for a very good tight end, and he is one of those. Rushing the ball 3 for 2 on the year. No scores there for a 125. Very decent for us Bears fans going forward. All right. So we're going to go ahead and hop it into this quick start 'em and sit 'em between these two teams, where if you're new to the show, I give 2 different sound bites for the start 'em and sit 'em, and that would be this sound here would be for the start 'em or for a prediction that I got correct. All right, and if I got something incorrect or if I'm having you sit a player, it would sound something a little like that. All right, so let's just hop right into it, ladies and gentlemen, and let's get into the start 'em and sit 'em for the Monday Night Football game between the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings. All right. And as mentioned, the Bears versus the Vikings there in Minnesota. That is a 7:20 Central Time, 8:20 Eastern Time kickoff. All right. So let's just get right into it here. And let's get into the Bears side of everything. And that is Justin Fields. Of course, I mentioned here a few moments ago, I am leaning on this guy tonight here in week number 12. All right. I need him to kick it off here. Take me on to a win so I still have a chance. All right. So Justin Fields, we're going to go ahead and roll with you tonight. Then the backfield is still going to be very tough to go against this Minnesota Vikings defense. They are pretty good. I won't say they're stout or anything like that, but they are capable of stopping the run here. And I still am going to go with Roschon Johnson and Khalil Herbert, but only in a 12 team where I feel confident. That is more of a RB2 fringe of a flex. All right. So let's go ahead and roll with both of these backfield guys here against Minnesota. And as mentioned, DJ Moore, it's a revelation here in Chicagoland, something we've been lacking since Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall were here. All right. So DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, fire up both these guys with confidence. And then, of course, we got to sit them side for each of these teams. And that is going to be, as mentioned, Deontay Foreman. Even if they rolled him out of there tonight, do not have any confidence in him doing anything for your team whatsoever. So please sit Deontay Foreman, Darnell Mooney, and Tyler Scott tonight. All right, and to roll it on over to the Vikings, we got Joshua Dobbs. And Joshua Dobbs is more of a 12-team plus. There's better options out there in a 10 and below, okay, than Joshua Dobbs. But, yes, against this Bears defense, this Bears defense is stingy, ladies and gentlemen. That's more against the run. You can still pass on these guys, all right, and you have some quick ones out there. So Joshua Dobbs, I believe he's going to get you a few thrown out there tonight. All right, and I personally am not a fan of Alexander Mattison's performances this year. All right, but again, against this Bears defense, which is very tough, that front seven. So don't expect too much out of Alexander Mattison. But if you're looking for about a 15 to 17 point outing tonight to get you over the hump, then he can do that, I believe. So Alexander Mattison, let's go ahead and throw him in our lineup. Okay. And for the pass catching side, let's go ahead and knock all these boys out of here. And that is Addison, Osborne, and Hockenson. We're going to roll with all three of these gentlemen tonight against the Bears. By the way, I'm looking for Hockenson to have a monster night tonight. Look for him to get 20 plus, get into the end zone. So that is going to be my prediction for tonight there. And for the Vikings, sit him. We got Tyson Chandler. I'm just not confident in the second string back. All right. And Brandon Powell. I know you can pass on the Bears defense, but then that's just too many mouths to feed for Joshua Dobbs. And that's just too much thinking that he's going to have to do there. And unless this guy gets straight open into the field there and burns the Bears corners, I just don't see it. So let's go ahead and sit all these guys tonight, Tyson Chandler and Brandon Powell. Of course, as mentioned, I have introduced the score predictor, which I have been pretty damn close 5 weeks that I've been doing it. I would say I'm 4 out of 5, probably in about a 4 to 5 point swing, which is very helpful in the sports betting landscape, is why I do this in the first place. It's not so much to get the teams exactly down for the score. You just need to stay in within range when picking some of these bets. So that is the purpose of this. As long as you can stay within the 5 point swing most times, because that's how they have these bets. Unless you're in a tight bet where they want like a 2 to 3 swing, then you're doing a lot of gambling there. But I like the 5 point swing and under, so it gives you a little wiggle room. All right. So a lot of this has been played around that. So the past 4 to 5 weeks that I've been doing this, been pretty damn close. So if you're out there doing online sports betting, picking the scores, pay attention here. It could win some money like I have the past few weeks. So, again, the score predictor here between these two squads, I got Chicago, who, by the way, is an underdog going into tonight. I do have them coming out with the win. All right. So Chicago 24, Minnesota Vikings 21. That'll be tonight's score there. Hopefully that's money in our bank. Okay. And as mentioned, there is a DraftKings single prop and two pick parlay, which is a very fun favorite here on my podcast here at the Fantasy Football Exchange. All right, so let's get right into that action here for some DraftKings money action. All right, so let's hope we get a little rich out of some of these picks that I'm going to give you here for this DraftKings two-pick prop player bets and the single or the, the two-pick parlay bets as well. So let's get right into it with a Justin Fields anytime TD for a plus 155. And if you put $5 in right now, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to pay you out $12.75. And who doesn't like to double and plus their money? All right, and on to Joshua Dobbs here for my second player prop bet. I got him over 1.5 TDs thrown against this Bears defense, who has been pretty stingy there in the red zone. But they got him for a plus 135. Give me that. $5 is going to pay me out $11.75, and we like that around here. So let's get that money here tonight. And of course, I got you on a two-pick parlay bet. All right, and if you're not familiar with that, this is how this works. I throw two single bets together to bring those odds into our favor. All right, so I could do a 2 and I can do up to a 12. It's just all up to what we see. And we're just going to go with a 2 here on the episodes that we present. And I'm going to kick it off with Joshua Dobbs over 230.5 passing yards for a plus 105. And then I got DJ Moore over 62.5 yards received for a minus 115. And if we add both of these odds together, I'm going to get them for plus 234, where if I throw $5 in right now with these odds, it's going to pay me out $16.70. All right, and that is money to be made right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you making Fantasy Football Exchange a part of your afternoon, a part of your morning, a part of your evening, no matter what you may be doing out there. But we appreciate it out here, and we hope that you had a great Thanksgiving season, holiday once again. And man, we are on to Christmas. Can you believe it? And then we're on to 2024. Man, how things have come along so quick here in 2023. So blessed to be alive out there. All right. Blessed to have you a part of this show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy tonight's game between the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings.
Welcome to Chicago. DJ Moore, 62 yards.
Southern Smith
made the trade for this player of Carolina.